This is Phil Nee wishing you well. Have a great day and happy trails. We'll talk to some friends in the studio during our community conversation time on the morning show next. The Phoenix Center is proud to sponsor the news at 9 o'clock. The Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 63 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An explosion ringing out in Qatar's capital city of Doha. It's not exactly clear what exploded. Meantime, Israel says its air force has carried out a targeted strike against Hamas leaders, but Israel won't say where. President Trump decrying the letter and drawing attributed to him in the so-called birthday book, a present for sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Trump denying that he wrote and drew it as more lawmakers push for a vote on releasing all the Epstein information the Justice Department has.
That push to force a vote up here on Capitol Hill to release all of the FBI's Epstein files is just two signatures away from becoming a reality. It's GOP leader Congressman Thomas Massie can either convince two of his Republican colleagues to sign on, or he can just wait until about the end of the month when two more special elections will likely add two more Democrats to Congress.
ABC's Jay O'Brien, Supreme Court allowing immigration raids to resume in Los Angeles. This is ABC News. Nationwide tests show a troubling trend in education is continuing.
The nation's report card measures academic achievement in 12th and 8th graders, and the numbers show a continued decline. In reading, 32% of high school seniors scored below basic, meaning they could not find details in text to help them understand meaning. The average reading score is the lowest since this assessment began in 1992. In math, just 33% of high school seniors were considered academically prepared for college-level math. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The report card continuing to blame the pandemic for learning losses. Nepal tried to ban social media this week, and the nation protested loudly. When crowds took to the streets of Kathmandu, police opened fire on them, killing 19. The protesters then burned the homes of some of Nepal's top leaders. The prime minister has now resigned over it, and the social media ban has been lifted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still the local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. To order, call 649-7469.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Partly sunny and mild today, south to southwest winds at 8 to 15 and a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms and a low of 55. Wednesday, mixed skies with some isolated showers possible through early afternoon, a high of 77. Thursday, lots of sunshine and warmer than normal, a high of 79. And Friday, a 30% chance of a few showers and thunderstorms and a high of 83.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Head to Viola for the 94th Annual Horse and Colt Show, September 19th and 20th. Catch the big parade, horse and tractor pulls, raffle prizes, and family fun. Sponsored by Chicken Ridge Farm, Johnson Tractor, D&T Well Service, and Strang Heating and Electric. Learn more at ViolaHorseAndColtShow.com.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO, it's not too early to start talking about the Lions for Kids Christmas. And joining us, members of the Ithaca Lions, Dean Reinhart and Deb O'Connell. Dean, it seems like you guys were just here talking about this, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I was here a little while ago, talked about Stuff the Bus, which turned out to be an awesome day. But yeah, it seems to pop around here earlier every year.
It does. Well, let's kind of recap the summer for the Ithaca Lions then. Stuff the Bus was successful then?
It was a very successful day. We got a lot of donations, a lot of cash donations. Just want to thank the community for being so supportive on that and really helped out the school. So, and thank the school for bringing the bus. And they unloaded everything. That was the best part of it.
So, oh, sure.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Great support from the community. And then have you been having some brat stands lately?
We haven't yet. We're going to start this weekend for the Lions for Kids Christmas. It's going to be at Oakwood Fruit Farm Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2. So hopefully everybody comes out. That is an awesome place to have a brat stand. They do such good work. They got the little barn we sell out of, and it is just so handy up there. And amazing how many people go through that place in a day.
I was going to say, you probably don't get bored there, do you?
Oh, no. No.
Keep working.
Keep working. Keep watching. And all the places the license plates are from that come to Oakwood, and everybody's, oh, brats. I love brats. So we got to have a brat. And so, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be busy.
It's a great fundraiser for Lions for Kids. Let's talk a little bit about the history of this and the original focus of it, Dean.
The original name, well, way back when, it started out as Toys for Tots. And then we run into a little copyright deal. Well, then we had a contest. We were with the Ombres Motorcycle Club. And then it got changed to Smiles for a Child. And we ran that for, I think it was 30-some years, that Marilyn Gilligan ran that, and the Ombres and the Lions got together, and they started losing help, and so we kind of took over, and Maryland decided after 30-some years it was time to retire, so the Lions Club decided it was too good a thing to give up, so we're going to do it on our own, and we did change the name to Lions for Kids Christmas. So it's going to be run pretty much all the same. Deb O'Connell took over, and she's doing an awesome job. Even though she doesn't think so, but yeah.
we'll give her some time. How are you doing, Deb?
Good morning, Phil.
Good to have you in here to talk about this. And you're on, no accident that you're on this early. You want people to start thinking about it.
I do, because there's just so much involved to get the program going. And I want, you know, Julie's event is coming up already in October. So her reindeer event is coming on November 9th from 1 to 3. Her typical at her business where she has reindeer and she has popcorn and cocoa. So she'll have flyers out. So she wanted me to push that as well. But we started our brat stand this weekend. And actually, we do it all year long. You know, people, businesses have donated funds for us as well. So to make this a successful program. But there's a lot involved with it. And so I do want the information out early that we're starting as well.
People can donate money and then eventually some new toys too, correct?
Yes. So Julie's event, you know, you can bring a toy for that. We have the car dealerships have often had places where you can donate toys, and that's been very successful. Brings in a lot of toys for children. As well as we have barrels in Richland County Bank, WCCU, and Community Bank. The banks, the barrel isn't at Community Bank. They just take the tags of items that children want and they put it on their Christmas tree. But for those who want to be a little bit more individualized, pick out something specific for a child, that's what those are for, versus just donating the toys and money generically, and then we pick and fill those bags for those children. So that's coming quicker than you think.
It sure is. When can we expect the barrels to be out then, Deb?
Sometime in November. So the tags, I'll put out the applications. I put a date here, just a second. November 5th, which is a Wednesday, up until the day before Thanksgiving. I want to end at Thanksgiving time because I found that a lot of people put on items that are on sale. They kind of look at those flyers, and if I don't get those items when they're on sale, then they've really gone up in price. So November 26th, applications need to be back in. So sometime in November, as soon as the applications I have enough, they'll put the barrels out. And hopefully we can put a little snippet on the radio so people will know that they're there.
You sure can. What about the applications? Where do people find those at?
Sure. They're at Health and Human Services. And the date I said will be November 5th. I'll have them available. They are written in both English and Spanish. One side is English, the other side is Spanish, to make it easier. People can, you know, families who want items or want children on the program, just stop off and pick up those applications, one per child. But they don't have to be the person, you know, if they're working, if they're not available during the office hours, they can send in a family member to pick up applications for them, as well as drop them off for them. And then I go and pick those applications up, and I'm the only one who really sees them. We put them in an envelope, and I'm the one who collects them.
How do you decipher if a child asks for, you know, like a really expensive toy, you know, that's really not in the cards? How do you deal with something like that?
Well, we do have a amount that we provide per child. So something that's really out of line, we probably can't get. You know, if somebody's asking for a $100 item, that's probably not going to happen. But if I can find sales, I'll look for those. Also, as well as... you know, if it's an item that maybe is close to, but not the brand name that they want, but will, you know, getting good results as far as being able to do that as well. So I kind of shop a lot for the sales. I really look at the flyers, and Walmart is very good at helping us out as well.
And you can shop online, too.
Absolutely.
If it isn't there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of online comparison to try to make sure that the child can get the best item that they want.
That's probably one of the fun parts of it, isn't it?
It is fun, but last year I got 100 applications in the day before Thanksgiving, and a lot of them were things that were being offered over the holiday weekend, and I really scrapped. I really looked, and then I had this whole item to purchase online, and I hit click to buy, and then everything popped out that said out. You know, no longer available. Oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
I have to
start over. Where are these now? So it was interesting.
A lot of work there at the end.
It is. You know, it's kind of fun to be able to buy toys, though. It really is. Mm-hmm. And to know that the kids will be appreciative of them as well.
Dean, were you ever on any of those shopping sprees through the years to buy these toys?
Oh, yeah. That you're right. That is the fun part. And the way that works, when Deb gets the applications, we, like she said, she is the only one that sees them. She takes all these applications, she puts a number on the application, and then we get a little slip of paper that says boy or girl, has their number on that corresponds with the application, their age, and then they get two or three choices, and that's what we go by. So we never see a name, we never, you know, there's no story behind it, there's no nothing, it's just boy or girl and the age and what they want, and that's what we shop by. But it's fun,
I bet.
Most of the time.
Yeah, did you and George McConkie ever fight over a G.I. Joe or anything
like
that?
Well, no. I couldn't see George most of the time anyway. But You go down the aisle, and of course you got to try them out. You know, if it says press this button, you can't just walk by it. And then one lady, when she was in there with two or three kids, and we were looking for something, no idea what it is. So I walked over, and this kid was about the age of what I was looking for. And I says, "Can I borrow one of your children for a little bit?" And she looked at me like, "Well, this is what we're doing, and this is what I need." The kid, "Oh, yeah, I know right where that's at." So he took me right over, and he said, "This is what it is. This is how it works." And I said, "Cool, thank you." Took him back to his mother.
Maybe that's something you can start doing. You'll get a neighborhood kid to volunteer.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Be the lead on this.
Yeah, so. Well, we've got a couple. Lori and I have a couple of grandkids that just love to go along, and they are so much help because they're young. They know what the stuff is. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, I know you're involved in a lot of really worthy causes, but of all the things the Ithaca Lions gets behind, this is probably one of the most satisfying, isn't it?
It's one of the most heartwarming, yeah. I mean, we do a lot of pancake breakfast. We do a lot of brat stands, but when you actually get to see the people come and pick the stuff up, that's when it hits that, hey, we're doing something great here.
Going to have a nice Christmas for a lot of people in the area as a result.
Yeah, we are.
Sure. And you get a lot of help from the business community, Deb.
Oh, absolutely. They are so overwhelming as far as providing support, whether they're putting the barrels out, whether they're helping collect the money through Westby Co-op, you know, as far as having our account there. There are businesses that just provide money for us, and that's so helpful because... maybe the toys we get won't match exactly what they want. So that funds are so helpful for us. But everybody's really helping all throughout the year.
Can you give us an idea of the number of families or children that you serve?
Right. So I've been involved specifically for the last 2 years, and my average has been around 300 children, never below, usually above, and over 100 families every year.
My goodness.
So. Right. It varies a little bit, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. We always think it's going to go up. We, you know, we're concerned with how, you know, funds are and the economy. So we always wonder if it's going to go up.
Is this just a Richland County thing, or is it kind of a southwestern Wisconsin thing?
It's mostly Richland County. We go out a little bit into the outside areas of those people who do come into the community. And the other thing I guess I want to mention is we talk about toys a lot, but I've seen a lot of people put in clothing on those slips as well, that they want some clothing for their children. Yeah. Sometimes for, if it's a new infant, diapers or wipes or something like that. So things that people also think that they really need or, you know, would appreciate having.
Yeah, practical gift.
Exactly.
Very important, too. So if people are listening to this morning, Deb, can they start donating to, I mean, do you have an account set up yet?
We have an account set up. I don't have a place to drop off toys yet.
No, I mean,
but
for financially,
an
though.
Yes, at WCCU.
Okay.
We have an account set up there.
Good. So.
And that's it both, if I can interrupt, but that's at both WCCUs. Just walk in and tell them that this money is for Lions for Kids Christmas and the tellers there know what account it goes into. So,
perfect. We hope a lot of people will do that and kind of get going. I know that you mentioned Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. Is that kind of one of the first things that kicks off the season?
Except for our broad stands, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is.
And the broad stand this weekend. Do you have another one lined up?
We have another one at Oakwood on October 18th and 19th. Mm-hmm. So there'll be two, and it's just beautiful up there. So
I have to ask, are we having a bake sale with it?
Yep.
I was not at the last meeting, so.
Oh, okay. Yep, there will be brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, pop and water, and baked goods.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
Hope a lot of people will stop out. Yep. So.
Oh, it should be a beautiful weekend.
It should be, and I know there's a lot of traffic by our house, so that must mean there's a...
And you better take that chance of rain out of the forecast for Saturday, too, I think.
Yeah, there's a little chance
of rain. But it's so supposed to be warm, so it'll be a warm rain.
Yeah, people will still be there, and you'll have to serve them. So.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to it. This is such a worthy cause, and great to give you some airtime. Anything else you guys would like to add this morning?
I think the WRCO needs to be thanked. I mean, you guys do such an awesome job here for everybody in the community. It's just amazing how you guys can handle everything, and we sure appreciate that, and we definitely appreciate all the businesses, all the community people, and everybody that donates and shows up. It's just like I hate to keep using the word amazing, but that's just what this community is.
Sure.
For all the support that they give everything.
Yeah. We're lucky we live where we live, right, Deb?
Absolutely. I mean, the community goes out full blast and helps with everything. Everything I've ever been involved with, they've been out there. And they're so nice. You know, the people involved are just so friendly and helpful. You know, if you have a question, there's no problem. They'll answer it right away. So appreciative, very appreciative.
And who can't get on board for a Lions for Kids Christmas thing?
I don't know. Event. I think everybody does. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope you do. And again, they can start showing up at WCCU and contributing to the cause. And I know, Deb, you'll let us know when you're going to get the barrels out.
Yep, I will. And I appreciate you passing that information on. I have one more date, and that will be the pickup date will be Saturday, December 13th. From 12 to 3, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the community center, it's always a drive through the last few years since COVID. We've kept that. It's worked well. So it's just a quick drive through pickup, and then they can go off. And
yep. They don't even have to get out of their car when they come and get
them. That's correct. Yeah, and hopefully our weather will be better this year than last.
Was it bad last year?
It was horrible. It was icy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't have that many bad days.
It was icy that. Yeah, and there was a question whether people were going to be able to get out at all.
Well, so, we'll read a better forecast for you this year.
Yeah, if not, we're going to blame you.
We'll
blame Hank. He's not here.
Yeah, blame Hank. That's a good idea. and then the applications. Anybody can pick up an application, you know, for a worthy family or, you know, somebody, a grandchild.
Hopefully
or
not duplicates. You know, if you're going to have somebody pick it up, make it one person and not have grandma pick it up and I'll pick it up and that type of thing. Because I wouldn't want duplicates, but yes. Anybody can pick it up for a person,
and
for a child.
Turn it back in the day before Thanksgiving, you said.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good. Appreciate you guys coming in today.
Okay.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you so much, Phil.
You bet. Good luck with your event. Deb O'Connell and Dean Reinhart representing the Lions for Kids Christmas. It's not too early to start thinking about that.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Wild West comes alive in Richland Center. It's Bulls and Barrels at Rockin' M Ranch, September 13th.
The gates swing open at 3 and the Rodeo Thunder begins at 7 p.m.
See fearless bull riders hang on for glory and skilled barrel racers chase the clock. Tickets are $25 and kids 6 and under are free. Bring your friends, bring your boots, but leave the carry-ins at home. Tickets are available now at Wyoming Saddle Company, Richland Center. Don't miss Bulls and Barrels at Rockin' M Ranch, Highway 14, where legends ride.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
On a morning show today from WRCO, Ben Moffitt of Cross Currents Heritage is our guest for a visit about some upcoming fall events going on. How you doing, Ben?
Very well. Thank you, Phil.
We had you on in the spring, and we were talking about a big event that you had, the Ho-Chunk Department with music and things. How did that go?
Oh, it went very, very well. The newspapers called it a momentous event.
Wow.
And certainly for my brother Bruce and I, it was both momentous and quite emotional. First time of having Ho-Chunk drumming and dancing on the property in at least 187 years. We had 130 people of all ages attend. And the performing group is the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe. And they did a marvelous job, very professional. Not only did they perform beautifully, but between numbers, they would talk about what the dances meant and about the regalia that they wore and about how long it took to make some of those beaded items. Very impressive. And there was a sprinkling of Ho-Chunk humor thrown in there, especially by their leader, Elliot Funmaker. At the end, the dancers invited some of the audience members up to dance with them. That was very nice. And then the performers stayed around to answer questions and pose for photos. And we couldn't have been more pleased. We'll probably try to invite them back soon. By the way, you can see a 6-minute highlight film of the event at our website, crosscurrentsheritage.org.
Does that include video of you dancing then, Ben, or not?
It got cut. It ended up on the floor, I'm afraid to say.
That's too bad. But I'm sure as you hear that and you witness that, you kind of put yourself back in time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's like time travel. And that's a part of being at Cross Currents with the old buildings. It would be great if we could afford to put the wiring underground, but you really get up there, you just see buildings from the 1860s, you see across the bluffs to the river and the woodlots. It's a magical place.
For someone that might be hearing about this for the first time, can you give us a little bit of a description where you're at and what it's all about?
Sure. Cross Currents Heritage Center is at Tippasaukee Farm, and it's on Highway 60, in Port Andrew, which is across the Blue River Bridge, just north side of the Blue River Bridge. We're the first farm to the west of that bridge. So we're between Muscadet and Boscobel on Highway 60. And the site itself is quite historic. It's a site of former Ho-Chunk and Meskwaki seasonal villages. And it's the first Euro-American farm in Richland County, because my brother and my great-great-grandfather, John Coombe, paddled down there in 1838 and settled. He came down from Muscadet, which was then called English Prairie, floated down the river, and established his farm there. And I should point out that while Cross Currents Heritage Center is a new nonprofit organization, Tippasaukee itself has been a gathering place for many, many years. Not only have we hosted school groups and community groups, going back to my mom and my grandmother, but in 1938, it was the site of the 100th birthday of Richland County. And looked like 1,000 people or so came. We have pictures going back then. And then even before that, it was a Ho-Chunk and Meskwaki gathering place in the warm months. In the winter, they would go into smaller family groups, go up into the valleys, into caves, rock shelters, whatever, to take shelter. But in the spring, they would come down and the big groups would get back together, and must have been a wonderful place for them, too.
What do they use for structures?
They would have had wigwams then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about John Coombe when he first paddled down the river? What season was it?
He came June 21st, and he had expected to find the area clear. But to his surprise, there were 100 or more Ho-Chunk there in their wigwams. John had been told that there'd been a treaty signed and they were west of the Mississippi. But as we know now, the treaty wasn't legitimate, and so John first settled over by the Blue River Bridge.
Okay.
Built his first cabin there.
At that point, sure. You have some upcoming events that you'd like to talk about, including one this weekend.
Yes. We will have two public events this month. The first will be a talk by a Ho-Chunk man named Casey Brown. Some of your listeners may have heard of Richie Brown. This is Richie's son. And Casey is a filmmaker, a musician, and a stand-up comic. And seriously, this guy is really funny. He grew up in Black River Falls. His father wanted him to be steeped in the Ho-Chunk culture, but he now lives in Chicago. And I met him at our event in May and thought, wouldn't it be great to hear what life is like for someone with a foot in both worlds? The traditional world of the Ho-Chunk and contemporary America. I mean, when you think about it, we all have feet in many worlds. Some of us have our grandparents talking in our heads. But it must be especially so for someone with these deep roots in such an old tradition. His presentation is called Shuffling Many Worlds, How Being Ho-Chunk is Modern. I think that's an intriguing title.
Right.
It's sure to be engaging, entertaining, surprising, and there'll be a short question and answer period following his talk, and we're recommending it for ages 12 and up. And we announced one talk by Casey to be told to be held on Saturday the 13th at 2, and it filled up in less than 2 weeks. So we opened a second one on Sunday the 14th at 2 p.m., and at this time we have only 5 seats open. So if you want to attend, you go to our website, crosscurrentsheritage.org, and scroll down to the old orange button that says Register for Casey Brown on September 14th. But I really want your listeners to know that we have had a lot of success in the past getting people in off of our waiting list. So when the Sunday event fills up, or if Saturday is the only time you can make it, you can email us at crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com, and you'll be put on the wait list because you're likely to get in. I work very hard because I don't want to have any empty seats if I can help it. So I contact the people who have seats and say, are you sure you're coming? And let me know if you're not. And then I'm pretty successful getting people off the waiting list. So
when you talk about a full house there, how many people are we talking?
Well, we at this point we're very restricted because it's in the old Coombe house, in the family room. So we move our furniture to the side, bring in folding chairs, and we can only seat about 23 people. So very tight. But we're hoping eventually to retrofit one of the dairy barns so we can seat more people. But that's down the road a bit.
That is an intimate setting, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And it's got wonderful, I think it's walnut wainscoting, so it's a nice sound. It's very warm and comfortable.
It sounds like it's going to be an interesting talk by Casey. So not only maybe some historical value, but also a few laughs as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's quite amusing.
Yeah. So we'll look forward to that on the 14th, 13th and 14th, but the 14th is the day that you've got a couple of openings yet. And then coming up next weekend, you have another speaker on the 21st, I believe, Ben.
Yes. And this will be a guided nature walk in one of our woodlots. We'll meet in the old threshing barn built in 1861, and then we'll go into a woodlot. And the goal of this is to release stress, connect with nature, refocus, something most of us can use. And this wooded area has never been clear-cut. So it's the home for 300-year-old oak trees, and you might see a red-headed woodpecker in there too. And the event is called Sensing Forest Within Us, A Walk of Reconnection, and it's being led by an experienced leader named Colleen Robinson. And what you'll do is you'll walk off and on about a total of 1 mile on uneven logging roads and forested paths. Nothing too steep. Most of the slopes are very gentle. And this event is also recommended for ages 12 and up. And once again, spaces are limited. We're limiting that to about 20 people. So you need to pre-register at our website, crosscurrentsheritage.org.
You talk about trees that old. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the trees could talk, that's just amazing to me.
Oh, yeah. And some of them have these big scars, like they've been hit by lightning. Some have dead limbs. You think, it's like a life, right? And some, their children are growing up really close. And we have one directly out south of the old house. It has a big hole in it, and various times I've seen woodchucks trying to live in them. And of course, I try to scare them off, get them back into the woods. But yeah, in our woods, you'll see woodchuck holes as well, and deer, of course.
A little bit of everything. Has Colleen been through those parts before then?
Yes.
So she's kind of documented what she's going to be showing.
She's done a reconnaissance mission and scoped out what she wants to do.
So that is going to be on the 21st of September. Mm-hmm. Some other things coming up for the fall, Ben?
Yeah, we always have a lot going on there. I'm currently working on a new tour of the old house and grounds, and it's going to be multimedia, experiential, some participation. I'm going to premiere it in the spring. This fall, I'm going to try it out on some test audiences and see how it goes. Then we're always doing ongoing maintenance and repairs of the 5 old buildings that date back to the 1860s. We're fighting invasive plants in our 2 woodlots. We had a controlled burn in the spring, And then we're doing mowing and using herbicide on some of the invasives. What we're trying to do is restore three oak openings to create oak savanna, which was the habitat that used to rain in this part. But these days, from what I've learned, oak savanna habitat is rapidly disappearing. We're also doing outreach to the schools to see how cross currents can be an outdoor classroom to teach about the human and the natural history. That's kind of our focus, the human history, the indigenous history, and the settler history. Those three prongs, and every season we try to have something touching on all three. But we're really hoping to get youngsters out to this historic place. So if any teachers, administrators, school staff are out there listening, we hope they'll email us. We'd love to host field trips. Also this fall, the Board of Directors of Cross Currents Heritage Center will be holding a strategic visioning retreat in October. And this is to chart our direction for the next 5 years. And some of those members are right now interviewing community members to find out input from them to incorporate in this retreat. Another exciting thing we're working on is a video series we're calling Cross Currents Conversations. And we've recorded the first two. They're going to be about 10 to 20 minutes long videos that we'll post on YouTube and our website about various topics, talking to experts. And the first two will be about antique tools that we've found around the place. And we'll be talking with master carpenter and history buff Roger Bailey of Muscadet. And he tells us what he thinks they were used for and how they were made. And some of these old tools actually stump him. He doesn't really know quite what they're for. Later, we planned a video, Roger, talking about the restoration work he's done on the old Coombe House, the smokehouse, the privy, and the old threshing barn. Finally, we're always planning for our future events for the next couple of years, and we're always eager to hear what the community would like to see and hear at Cross Currents. And it looks like we're going to be going with this events in the spring and events in the fall, and having three, four, five events each of those two seasons.
Do you spend the winter kind of thinking what you're going to do next?
Oh, yeah. I spend the winter in Hawaii, where I established my career and where my wife is from. But these days, it's so easy to work remotely on the paperwork side, the business side. And then my brother is here all year round, keeping an eye on the place.
So,
as well as others.
Last time we were here, we were talking a little bit about restoration and some projects and things like that. Have you made some progress on the house this year?
Yes, the house, but especially on the old barn. Roger was straightening out the privy last spring, and one of our other workmen was working in the old barn, and he saw the slant in the floor. So he told Roger about it, and Roger stopped work on the privy and started working on jacking up the timbers, these big oaks, you know, oak timbers, I don't know, 18 inches across, that are still the foundation of this old threshing barn. So he dug down and put jacks under. He also did some structural work up in this the loft. And you saw that ridgeline of that old barn go from wavy to pretty well straight. And we're hoping that he will have time to redo the roof this year. And then we also have some carpentry work to be done on that building and some painting. Roger has pretty well stabilized the old house. He did work in the basement, all three floors, both attics, the crawl space. So that building is quite solid now. I could get into some of that work, but it would take a while to describe, but massive reconstruction. We were living in a construction zone for a couple of years. And this will be one of the topics of the Cross Currents Conversations.
It amazes me with those old buildings, man, you know, that they had the big timbers and, you know, all hand cut.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the people were in a lot better shape then.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, you can see, and Roger found one of the tools that they used to shape those timbers. And it's handmade in a forge, not made in a factory. Maybe John Coombe himself, because he was a skilled blacksmith as well as a butcher and farmer and carpenter. Just amazing what they were able to do. And that barn, it has this, well, they call that, I guess, the king beam that starts on the ends at about maybe 10 or 12 inches thick. And then at the center, it swells out to 18 inches and then tapers back down on the ends because that's where the pressure was coming down. And people have looked at this, people who've seen hundreds of barns and said they've never seen a barn designed this way. So we think it must be a design coming from England or somewhere in Europe.
To have stood this long, yes. All those buildings had to be constructed pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And as you know, the wind storms that come. Roger thought that if we'd gotten a wet snow last winter, that barn might have come down. Actually, yeah, he did a lot of that work in the fall, last fall. Just in time for winter. I think I mentioned that it was done in the spring, but it was in the fall.
So you got it done just in time, it sounds
like. Yeah. He also has done work on the old smokehouse. And he couldn't find the siding in the right thickness, so he had it specially milled. And then he roughed up the outside, too, to make it look rough-planed.
If people are hearing this and are interested, do you do some regular tours where people can stop by?
No, not yet. But in the spring, I'll be doing tours, and it'll be on our website. And probably they'll be small, 6 to 8 people each. And we'll just see how many people sign up, and I'll just do them in the spring and the fall. And I'm thinking I'll probably do 6 to 8 of them next year, but if there are more people interested, we'll do more.
You couldn't do it without the support of some area businesses and some grants as well, Ben.
That's true. We're all of our events right now are by donation. So people can come for free or put a little money in the kitty. And then we have two categories of donor for $10, super donor for $20, which helps the people who can't afford. And then we've had some very generous grants from the Richland County Campus Foundation for 2 years, and this last year from Greater Richland Tourism to help with publicity. And that's Marty Richards, of course, and the Three Eagles Foundation chipped in as well.
I'll bet when the leaves start to turn, it's just breathtaking there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's very lovely.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the fall. And when abouts do you go back to Hawaii then?
I'll go back end of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll get to see all the leaves,
yes,
and everything.
Yep.
I don't know if I ask you for sure where the name Cross Currents came from.
We just felt that it was a very appropriate term. For one thing, it's Tipisaukee is right on the river. Of course, it was the superhighway when John Coombe first came and was the superhighway for the indigenous people. Also, it was the title of our 2003 Tipisaukee Symposium. This was a 2-day event that took place both at the Richland Center campus and then with tours of the Ho-Chunk Nation's farm and of our farm. And the full title was Cross Currents, the Intersection of Native and European Cultures in Southwest Wisconsin. So the word catches the cultural intersection that took place, and of course is still taking place, but also this sense of ideas coming together, action, excitement, fluid change. And it seems like my whole life I've been living with these cross currents, right? We think of this as a tumultuous time, but the 60s were awfully tumultuous too. And so I think it's appropriate to think of, okay, you've got these ideas clashing, cultures coming together, and it's all part of a natural process.
Has it always remained in your family?
Yes. We're the 5th generation to own it, but Seven generations have enjoyed it because John Coombs' father and mother came at the end of their lives and died there. And then there's another generation with my brother's child. Our cousins have children who have experienced it. We're still waiting for the eighth generation. It's been born, but hasn't come out to the farm yet.
Oh, outstanding. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you have a board that mm-hmm. kind of discusses what's it going to look like in 5 years. Do you have goals or some things in mind that you'd like to see, Ben?
Sure. Yeah, we're always looking to the future. We've set up an interesting structure that we saw at the Schumacher History Farm in Wanakee, where they have actually two nonprofits. One, which we call Friends of Cross Currents Heritage Center, does the events and manages the... We wanted to eventually take over and manage day-to-day operations. And then there's another one we call Tipisaki Reserve, which is like a reserve fund, and we're hoping to build it up so it's an endowment, so we won't be totally dependent on donations and grants. Because sometimes you get reliant on a grant, and then all of a sudden they decide not to give it to you, and we've seen nonprofits go belly up. So we're really trying to build this Tipisaki Reserve up where it can be generating enough income to provide financial stability. And in fact, this year, my brother and I are matching any donations to Tipisaki Reserve of $100 or less. So that means if you gave $5, Bruce would put in $5, I would put in $5, and you get $15, all the way up to $100.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And by that, you'll have all the buildings hopefully renovated and restored, but then there's always upkeep, too.
Right, there, right.
To do that as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A couple of events coming up. Again, the one this weekend. You can still take some reservations, hopefully, mm-hmm. for Casey Brown. How can people, again, be a part of that?
Going right to the website, crosscurrentsheritage.org. Scroll down, and very soon you'll see a button that says register for Casey Brown on September 14th. And again, if that fills up, then email us at crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the waiting list and be sure to try to get you in there.
Might be able to squeeze you in then as well. And then the walk coming up on Sunday, September 21st as well.
Yes, a walk of reconnection, sensing forest within us. And this is on the 21st at 2 p.m., being led by Colleen Robinson, a wonderful walk into the woods.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thanks for coming to see us, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted and winter well, and we'll talk about some things next spring then again.
Thank you.
You bet. Ben Moffitt joining us from Cross Currents Heritage Center at Tipisaki Farm on this portion of the morning show.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics appreciates the work of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. They offer vital support of individuals struggling with thoughts of suicide and families recovering from a loved one's suicide attempt. The Dane County chapter assists Richland County residents, offering free virtual family support classes every other Thursday. Look for more information online.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
The Post-Career Day Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during Career Day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed, and I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Thank you.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The job market in 2024 and earlier this year, much weaker than originally reported. Preliminary revised numbers released today by the Labor Department show employers added 991,000 fewer jobs to the U.S. economy than we thought. Israel launching a